In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. 153 fish. That's a lot of fish. And even I know that's a lot of fish, and I'm not even a fisherman, I'm not an angler. The catch of 153 fish is the moment that Jesus is recognized in this story this afternoon. It's the moment of abundance, a moment that reveals God's love, a moment that when lack is turned into plenty, a moment when despair is moved to hope and transformed to plenty, when abandonment is replaced with the restoration of relationship. Right on the heels of Thomas, we have this story of Peter. Peter is another character in the Gospel of John that is so often misinterpreted, but perhaps not as misinterpreted as Thomas. It's so often said, you know, Thomas the doubter and Peter the denier. So perhaps today it's time to free Peter from his own chains of misunderstanding. Throughout John's Gospel, Peter is rash, Peter is brash, Peter is the one who is reckless, the one who is hasty. On Maundy Thursday, it was Peter who wanted a full body bath from Jesus at the foot washing. It was Peter who marched out of the garden and cut off the ear of Malchus. It was Peter who got dressed first while he was naked in the boat and then jumped into the lake to get to Jesus on the shore. And so we've come to expect such behaviour from our friend Peter in John's Gospel. And with that perspective in place, it's easy to reduce the conversation between Peter, or between Jesus and Peter, in John 21, to a reinstatement of Peter's discipleship, or even an attempt of some kind of reconciliation for a relationship that has gone bad. And so it makes the most sense. That this is the moment where Jesus forgives Peter. In particular, forgiving Peter for the ultimate foolishness and recklessness when Peter denies Jesus at the moment when Jesus needed him the most. However, nowhere in this story does Jesus utter the words, "I forgive you." Because Peter hasn't done anything to deserve Jesus' forgiveness. The person who needs to forgive Peter this afternoon is Peter himself. And yet forgiveness is perhaps not the issue at all in this story. Many times, even in our own lives, we assume that forgiveness is what needs to happen to fix a relationship, especially to mend the relationship. In the text before us, we possibly think that forgiveness is a necessity in this sense. However, in this case, if we just did a little bit more digging into the text and a little bit more careful study of this text, it actually reveals what Peter needs. Peter needs to accept who Jesus needs him to be. That's what the text is saying. Peter needs to accept what Jesus needs him to be this afternoon. And this is where this text begins to speak to our very lives. Jesus just needs you and me to accept who he has called us to be. So a rereading of Peter, or Peter's denial in John's Gospel, exposes his true rejection. And that is, Peter rejected his own identity. Now, let's think back for a moment to the Synoptic Gospels. They're Matthew, Mark, and Luke. They're the Synoptic Gospels. They run on a chronological time frame where John doesn't. The question Peter is asked in those Synoptic Gospels is, "Do you know the man?" That's the question. To which Peter responds, "I do not know the man." However, in John's Gospel, the question posed to Peter is, "Aren't you one of his disciples?" Peter's response is, "I am not." And so as a result, the conversation on the shore between Jesus and Peter takes on a completely different meaning now when we understand that. Jesus does not blame or shame Peter. Jesus does not ask for Peter's repentance. Jesus does not ask three times, Peter, do you love me, to remind Peter of his threefold denial to test him or to trap him. Instead, Jesus reaffirms who Peter needs to be. And that's the disciple Jesus needs him to be. And the disciple Jesus needs Peter to be is the under-shepherd of his flock. Denying our identity is an all too often reality for us. We deny who we are because we worry that we won't meet expectations. We deny who we are because we are afraid to disappoint. We deny who we are because we could be judged or even rejected for that truth. I can remember well over 30 years ago when I first gave my heart to Jesus and I started to go to church. I can remember telling all my workmates at the time that I was a Christian. And they mocked me. They gave me the nickname of Church Boy after that. And I heard in the echoes of my mind the same question posed to Peter. Aren't you one of his disciples? And at that moment, I felt like saying, I'm not. We play it safe around people a lot of the times in our lives, pretending, evading, not trusting people with our truth. And if that is the way that we feel with people in our lives, even those closest to us, I suspect the same would be the same with our relationship with Jesus. It's easy to judge Peter from a distance. We might think the decision he had to make around that charcoal fire in the chief priest's courtyard was because of terror. Because what's happening to Jesus could also happen to him as well. Maybe Peter was unwilling to admit his identity because he wasn't ready yet. Maybe Peter couldn't affirm his identity because the garden was too fresh, the Garden of Gethsemane was too fresh in his mind, too painful and possibly too personal. Maybe Peter was not able to say, I am, because he couldn't or just couldn't believe in himself. I wonder when or if we have felt the same. We just can't imagine that Jesus would entrust us as a shepherd does with the care of others in our community. If that's how you feel today, please step away from that doubt. I urge you, please step away from that doubt. Please step away from that fear. We all need to reach out. We all need to pick up the phone. We all need to be caring and encouraging each other at this time. That was the overarching theme that we talked about on Maundy Thursday. Jesus set an example for us to follow, an example of encouragement, an example of connection. This Easter Wednesday, as Jesus confronts Peter, he's also confronting us. And so Jesus shows up on the shore and he hosts a meal one more time. And he confronts, he challenges, and he encounters Peter and tells him. And in the same way, Jesus is also challenging us. Jesus is also encountering us as he says, I believe in you. I know who you are and I love you. And yes, you are exactly the disciple I need. You are the disciple your community needs. Jesus said, do you love me? Then feed my sheep. My friends, don't let fear, don't let rejection, don't let doubt, and most of all, don't let mediocrity rob you of who Jesus has called you to be this afternoon. To God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be all honour, glory, might, power, dominion, now and forevermore.